it's worthy to remind ourselves of a halakha that's written in Shulchan Aruch that actually emanates from a Mishnah in Masechet Berachot Daf Chafchet that unfortunately is neglected to a certain extent. The Mishnah writes in Berachot that there was a great rabbi called Rav Nehonya ben Hakana, and he established a tefillah when one enters the Beit Midrash to learn, and when one exits the yeshiva after his day of learning is done. And the tefillah was basically, without saying it verbatim, but to paraphrase it, please Borei Olam, I shouldn't make any mistakes in the halakha that I'm going to learn today. I shouldn't say on something that's mutar, that's really asur, or asur mutar, tahor tameh, tameh tahor. And then he says, I should not make a mistake and my friends will rejoice in my error, or I should not rejoice in their mistake. The Arizal would add to that tefillah and say, Ki Adonai yitin chokhma mepiv da'at utbuna, because wisdom ultimately comes from God. Gal einai ve'abita niflaot metoratecha, God, please reveal all the wonders and secrets in your Torah. And then when one would exit the Beit Midrash, he's supposed to thank God for the zikhut that he had to learn. Mordeh ani lefanecha, I thank you, Borei Olam, that you put my share in those that are able to study, as opposed to those that are yoshvei keranot. Those bums that sit in the street doesn't necessarily mean bums that are in the street. It means people that are not sitting and learning, that are involved in all the other things of olam hazeh. And then we say, amongst other things, anu ratzim vehem ratzim. We're running and they're running. Everybody's running. We're running, however, to olam haba, and they're running to be'er shahat, to a destruction, to an ultimate destruction. The Ben Yonah explains this pasuk to mean that we're running because we see that every day that passes, chas v'shalom, but we're getting closer to our death. And therefore we're running to do things and catch mitzvot and learning in order to prepare a little mitzvot, a little package for our olam haba. However, they're running recklessly, not paying attention that every day that passes, they're one step closer to their death. They do not prepare sedal aderech. They do not prepare for visions for their ultimate destiny. And therefore, this tefillah that Rambam writes is not optional. The Mishnah was not telling it to us to tell us what Rabbi Nehonya did, but it's saying that this is what is supposed to be done. And therefore, everybody should take advantage of this halakha to make the tefillah when we enter the Beit Midrash. You can find it in some of the Gemariot. They have the text of it inside the cover. If not, it can be attained. We have it in the synagogue here on the wall, as you're pointing out. I want to say one last point. It's interesting, the author of this tefillah, Rabbi Nehonya ben Hakana, was not only a rabbi of Mishnah, but he was one of the greatest Kabbalists that our religion produced. He was the first Kabbalist, even before Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. While we all attribute the Zohar to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the first book of Kabbalah was written by Rabbi Nehonya ben Hakana, and it's called Sefer HaBahir. We still have it. That was the original principles that the Kabbalah is based on. So I find it interesting that such a great Kabbalist still found it important to make this tefillah. So you're praying a prayer that was, the text is written by one of the deepest hachamim, and he felt that it's important to make such a tefillah. So not only the tefillah is important, but the author of the tefillah was from the greatest hachamim of the Mishnah and Kabbalah, and therefore we should accept upon ourselves that we will start to follow this halakha of saying the tefillah before we enter the Midrash, and as well after we enter the Midrash.